You were back with the conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. It's back to school time, and this morning we heard from Phil Bossert, who heads the Hawaii Association of Independent Schools. He met with the heads of schools across the state last week and has this overview.
So we have 120 schools, and of them, 102 of those schools are members of HEIS. And so because there were so many different things happening, we have created a round table, so a Zoom meeting that's just wide open for the heads of school to talk with each other. And we did that in April and May quite a few times, but then we stopped it during June and July. And so last week was the first time we've done it again.
When we touched bases with a couple of headmasters across the state, everybody was encouraged because our numbers were down, but obviously things have changed and there's a surge. So what's the snapshot with a lot of the larger private schools now?
Well, the larger private schools, Punahou, Iolani, Mid-Pacific, Kamehameha, and then could add in Le Jardin and Island Pacific and St. Andrews, St. Louis, they all are starting out with distance learning. They were all set to all open face-to-face, but then last week, after the numbers hit 300 and above, they all decided to switch, at least initially for the first 2-4 weeks, to a distance learning mode. Some of them are having like 1 or 2 days to have the kids come in and learn the new apps and pick up their iPads and stuff like that. But basically, it will be online for the first 2 to 4 weeks, and then we'll take another read. Some of our smaller schools opened 2 weeks ago or last week. They reported in that meeting that things were going well. The kids were used to wearing the masks and staying apart and washing their hands. And so they were not planning to close and go back to distance learning as long as things were working well. So sort of do have a mix of some of the smaller schools that maybe because of their size have a little more flexibility, are able to stay open, whereas the larger schools that are dealing with thousands of kids, I think, are taking the safer route of starting in the remote.
And I know the idea was to be able to manage, you know, your bubble, minimize contact with lots of kids, and just keep the interaction to a small group. I believe in some schools they had some positives, I think, on the first day.
Yes, Sacred Hearts had a positive, and several weeks ago, a coach at Iolani had a positive. They both had opening plans that included what to do in that case, and they implemented them, so the reports came in the meeting with all the heads of school. Dr. Schrader at Sacred Hearts described exactly what happened, and it went like clockwork, he said. So I think all of our schools have a plan. What happens if?
And I think, really, we're all trying to share what we know or what we don't know, you know, what the mistakes were, how to prevent problems. But it seems like those schools were pretty straight up and were willing to disclose information, you know, where I think with some of the public schools, there's a concern about privacy.
I think the privacy issue, to the extent that it's medical, I mean, you can't share that type of information, but the schools are basically saying, you know, if someone gets sick, then they will have to stay home, and it will be known that that school had that instance. I think that's part of the plan, so that it gives parents the information they need in case they say, okay, well, for the next week, I'm going to keep my kid at home since there was something. And then in the case of an outbreak in a class, say one student tests positive, then most cases, the whole class will be pulled out and asked to quarantine at home for 2 weeks, but not the whole school.
The case would be then if also a teacher tested positive.
Yes, exactly.
Is there any pushback from teachers who might be just nervous about the face-to-face when that does happen?
Absolutely, yeah. Most of the heads reported that they did have some teachers who were worried. They had their own underlying health conditions, or they had people at home who had problems that they did not want to infect. And so all of the schools have tried to work out something for that teacher to teach from home. And then they've hired, in some cases, a proctor to be the, if, when and if they are open for face-to-face learning, they will hire a proctor, so an adult, to be in the classroom. And then the teacher would teach remotely or lecture remotely and give the assignments and the like.
So the proctor, you're talking like a substitute teacher?
Yeah, except the proctor, it's like proctoring an exam. It's just that person doesn't have to teach. So it can just be an adult, or in some cases, the school said they would just have someone from their finance office go into the classroom and work on their work in the classroom just to make sure the students are paying attention to the teacher.
And how do the private schools handle substitute teachers?
All of them have lists. I mean, I would say the bigger schools all have sort of standard lists for each of their subject areas that they call on. But there are two or three substitute teacher companies in town, like Hawaii Employment and Kelly Services, and I think there's one more. So they just have contracts with those companies. In many cases, those companies have lists of teachers that have already taught at those schools, so they know that so-and-so is preferred for teaching high school English or something.
Most schools don't have, but aren't there a couple of schools that have faculty unions?
Mid-Pacific has a faculty union, and I guess KS does have, I don't know if they're all unionized or just part of their employees are unionized, but I think it's only those two. I'm sure that in both of those cases, the union leaders were brought into the discussion. So I haven't heard of any like strikes or anything, people saying as a whole that they're going to walk out. I think what was clear that everybody, all the heads were reporting that everybody really does want to go back to face-to-face school. I mean, that the kids miss their friends and the teachers miss the interaction with students. It's just entirely different experience being online, and you don't want to have either the teachers or the kids sitting in front of a Zoom call for 6 hours a day. So, and most of the work that was done over the summer by the schools, not only in terms of the cleaning and the sanitizing and the rules and for interaction, but also the teachers working together to agree upon a certain set of applications that everybody would use so the students don't get confused from jumping from app to app as they switch classes. That work was there, and a lot of professional development training was undertaken so that the quality of the distance learning that's going to occur this fall will be much higher than the quality that happened in March when everybody had to pivot on a few days' notice.
Are you having any issues with wireless in some of the remote areas on the neighbor islands?
There are some issues. I'm part of a broadband HUI group of about 70 people in the state from business and education trying to deal with that issue. I mean, not only lack of wireless, but in some cases you've got homeless kids that don't have an address or electricity, much less wireless. So you do have some issues, but no one has reported, none of our private schools at least, has reported that they have not been able to reach their students. Now, it is true that some of the schools, the heads of school reported that for those students who didn't have wireless, they worked out a weekly drop-off of a packet. The teacher takes the packet to the kid's house and picks up the results of the packet from the previous week and then hopefully uses a telephone call or something to talk with the student. So there is some issue in a few places.
That was Phil Bossert, head of the Hawaii Association of Independent Schools, talking about how private schools are doing. In addition to Sacred Hearts and Iolani, Kamehameha schools also saw positive COVID cases. KSBE's Hawaii campus had one student, and Maui saw two employees.